So, welcome to the next session. It's all around link and contact center in this session. So, actually it's a very comfortable presentation because I only have to introduce a couple of our great partners from Microsoft. And the rest that you've seen in our session is basically live demos. So, the hotspots of every application solution of the contact center applications that you see in the next 90 minutes. So, probably we have a lot of questions after every track, so I would ask you, we can take a couple of the questions after every speaker. If there are too many questions, then we're taking it at the end of the session, and I hope it's okay for you, right, in terms of the time. So, actually, I'm on the stage today with Clarity, with CCOM, with Geoman, Compateller, and with Luware. So, a very international audience, and I would start with the first speaker, with Clarity Connect and with Craig Races. So,
yours. Thanks, everyone, for coming here. This is an exciting track for us. We've been doing this for quite some time. We've had some, I think, very exciting innovation. I think that all of the competitors of mine and myself, I think Link represents really a new way of looking at how we deliver, you know, some old-fashioned contact center functionality. And through Link, it allows us to do some very innovative things on top of a platform that allows for that innovation to happen at a very, very rapid rate. We've seen some innovation in contact center over the past 20 years move fairly slowly, but because now we have this Link platform, really a communication platform, and this structured API that allows us to build applications on top of Link, myself and all my competitors can now take different approaches. We can really spin up innovation, approach the marketplace, and react to customer demands, I think, very, very quickly. And I really think I was talking to Daniel earlier this week. I get the sense that in 10 years, we're going to look back of, you know, this is really kind of the dawn of kind of this new industry in contact center, and that we're all part of this. So a session like this where we're highlighting not just, you know, Clarity, but, you know, all of the competitors as really this real growth, this real healthy ecosystem of contact center vendors on top of Link, to us is very, very exciting. So I think we have a couple slides we'll go through, and then we're going to go through demos, and we're going to hand off. I think we're at about 15-minute, 20-minute segments for each contact center vendor. All right, so from a Clarity Connect perspective, we approached this in a very different manner. We're very upfront about this. We're not a legacy OEM contact center provider. We don't ship hardware. We've never shipped equipment that works with Mitel or Nortel or ShoreTel or Avaya or Cisco. We're a software development firm that's been around for 20 years. We've really been building enterprise-class software on the Microsoft stack. We got involved in this about 6 years ago by building the developer toolkit for Link, the original one. We've actually been a part of that for the last 5 versions of Link. So really understanding the underlying API and the infrastructure of Link and how to build applications on top of Link as a platform. So we saw, and I'm sure everyone else has seen, this need of contact center. Microsoft was public about not providing contact center. We saw a great opportunity to come and say, I'm going to build a native application that leverages Link as a platform. Link is our call control. We don't provide any media. We don't provide any call control. We don't provide any client-side technology. We're going to leverage everything that our customers have done with Link so far. You've deployed those servers, you've deployed Link EV, you've deployed the clients. From our perspective, what you should be looking for is a very thin solution that provides for the management of skills, queues, agents, reports, call recording. But what I often say is we're trying to do a very, very good job of getting out of the way. You know, Link really is that strategic infrastructure that you've deployed, and we're trying to make sure that that's very upfront and going all the way down to the client side. So there is zero client software from Clarity that needs to be deployed for agents, supervisors, managers, call recording, reporting, no client-side software at all. It does work on a variety of different infrastructures, so Link on-premise. We do have partners such as Interroute, a couple of others that actually deploy a hosted version of Clarity Connect for Office 365D customers. We have customers that are using that today, as well as simple on-prem Link EV. And then we also have full hosted customers that choose to go with partners to host their Link infrastructure, as well as Clarity Connect. There we go. So what we've seen, and I think our customers have really appreciated about this approach, is by giving you just another simple Link server role to deploy, it fits in well with your architecture, your monitoring tools, your maintenance, just the training that you will go through to understand how Link gets deployed as a server role, how it functions, how EV plays a role. We're not going to change any of the things that you're learning about Link itself, because, again, Link is the call control. We're here to tell Link what to do with that call. We're here to tell Link where to route that call. And we're really here to really embed and become a part of your Link topology. And I think that's the big thing here, is that we're going to be just another trusted UCMA application server in your Link topology that provides full contact center functionality. Let's go ahead and switch to mine. So there's a couple of things that I think are interesting to our customers. One, we talked about the fact that there is no client-side software. They appreciate the fact that they're going to use the Link client, the agents, remote users, can be anywhere. If they had the Link client deployed on their laptop, they're effectively an agent, and they can get calls and chats routed to them. On the management side, everything is browser-driven, so the creation of call flows, skills, queues, reports, call recording, is all done through browser-driven screens like this one. This is actually a production instance of one of our customers' contact centers, so you're seeing live data roll through this dashboard. And what we usually show here very quickly is just the ability to quickly drill into something like a new order queue and see agents, their present state. And the important fact here is we're just subscribing to a real-time free feed from the Link servers, and asking Link, what is the present state of these employees? And what you can see here is we also append that information to say, I know Link's telling us they're in a call, but we're also telling you they're in a new order queue or returns queue. So really trying to make sure we're very tightly intertwined with Link itself. All right, so I wanted to go through a couple of different examples that I think people are finding a lot of value in, because it's not just simple contact center. It's not the simple routing of PSTN calls that's interesting. Link changes the game on that because it's a unified communication platform. What a lot of our larger customers are saying is the greatest thing about Link is you had the Link client, it gets deployed everywhere, you have instant communication from all of your thousands of employees. And a CIO will tell you the most anxiety he has about Link is everyone has it on their desktop, and anyone can communicate with anybody. So how do I control the communication going to groups, HR, benefits, IT help desk within my own organization? How do I manage that? How to report on that? How do I understand if they're being utilized properly? So now we can simply create IT help desk. The beautiful part about this is we're going to manage and build our queues and skills and agents one time. And because we can help Link manage chats and voice and web chat, we don't have to create separate contact centers for separate modalities, separate management interfaces, separate reporting structures. We have a single instance of our software that provides all of that, no matter the modality that you're routing, and no matter the modality that Link is actually providing. So if I go into IT Help Desk, now I can say, help, and I get a chat IVR coming back to me. This is basically what queue would you like? What language would you like? What application do you need help with? And if I hit number 2, what we'll see here when I change my presence is that I get link telling me I have something coming to me. I have a link toast that invites me to a conversation that then routes that communication to me through link. Is that right? And there's the communication in the link client. So I got a toast from link saying, here's some communication that has been routed to you. I used my link client to answer that communication. I now use my link client to communicate with the employee. So now it's a link to link. Your employees already have the link client. They're comfortable with that. They know how to use that. So why change the game? Why give other software that you need to roll out? The other thing I wanted to show fairly quickly is actually something brand new from Clarity, which I don't believe we've shown to date publicly, and this is web chat. So for the first time, we are building a full web chat product using UCWA. This is the web APIs that Microsoft makes accessible through Link 2013 server. So now for the first time, your Link server isn't only managing the internal communications of IM, or the internal voice, or voice from the outside. Link actually manages the communication that's being originated from a public-facing website. And that's what the beauty of that web API is. It can now manage that for you. So if I go over to click to chat, we now have a branded web chat product that you can deploy. If I click on sales, that's my queue that I want to get into. These are all customizable by you. These questions are customized by you, your logo, your colors. In the essence of time, I'm going to go over to Rebecca Laszlo. Oh, sorry. My link client. And I'm going to make myself available. And once I click on yes, I'm a part of that sales queue. So that communication gets routed to me. You can see that it gets routed to me via link. You can have those screen pops come up if you want to have access into trouble ticket management systems, CRM applications, auto ticket generation into ServiceNow, Salesforce integration, CRM. But now for the first time, apologize, the danger of doing demo on your own link system here. I can have communication routing back and forth from my public-facing website into my employees who have the link client deployed on their desktop. I could have been in the office, I could have been in Japan, I could have been at Starbucks. I'm no longer tied to a phone that's configured to a switch in the telco closet. So we're taking the conversation, yes, we can do inbound PSTN phone calling. You can dial an IVR and hit 2, you can do the call flows and get connected to an agent. That's all here. But I think what Link starts to do is change that conversation of what can we else we do? What other workloads can Link take on for you? So I think I probably exhausted my... I have a couple minutes left. Any questions on what we've shown so far? Yes?
How do you handle things like typical agent functions like a wrap-up or other types of specific function keys that would play back in the backend systems for management purposes?
So if I show the Link client here, and I go back into Rebecca Laszlo, make her available, and I can see if I get a call coming into her. Actually, let me go ahead and place a call so you can see wrap up. Basically, the entire Link client becomes our client that we route communication to. We then use that the extensibility portion of that Link client to surface up some of the agent functions like transfer, start and stop recording, hold functions. When the call ends, you get wrap-up codes that you can select from. So I'm going to go ahead and call into... There we go. So Rebecca gets a call. She answers in her Link client. And that Link client opens up. I apologize for kind of the sizing of this. So we're using the Link client to get that call delivered. So she's answered in a Link client. She knows how to use the Link client already. This isn't foreign to her. She understands. And now we're just injecting CRM Dynamics inside the Link client. And at the top, you can see we have some of those call control buttons. But the key here is we're going back to the link server to give it instructions to say, what should we do with this call? Do we want to transfer this to a separate queue? Do we want to transfer it to a different contact? Now, the nice thing about this is I have access to the full link directory. So if I have an expert that's not an agent, simply because all my employees are on link, I can pull up the link directory, and I can see that Jeremy Pewin is my subject matter expert. He's not an agent, but because we're in link, I can simply go back to the link server and say, I'd like to drag Jeremy into this conversation, or I'd like to cold transfer that to Jeremy.
I think we're giving a giveaway for every question. So if you want to.
Yes, that's true.
Any other questions?
Yeah, so this is really just calling up the link directory. So if they do say, you know, I do want, you could create queues and skills and escalation paths to say, I look at three of these people and they're all subject matter experts. But if you have a single person to say, I called in last time and I spoke with Bill, I need to speak with Bill, you have your entire company that you have the ability to easily get access to and transfer calls to.
One more question. Here. I think you were at first, but we have more time afterwards, so don't worry about it. Please go ahead.
Sure. Do you have the ability within the link client to have an agent opt out of calls from the contact center but still opt into communication with the rest of the enterprise?
Yes. So you can do away reason codes, first of all, which say I'd like to go to lunch or I'd like to take a break, and I'd also like to not participate in the contact center, but if I'm checking mail on Saturday, my link presence goes green, I certainly don't want to have calls coming to me. So you can do custom presence states, or you can do custom OA reason codes, or you can log out of the contact center completely.
Mm-hmm. Greg, thank you very much
thank
for the
you.
First demo.
Yep. I'll disconnect here, give me 1 second. We'll transition to our next one. Mm-hmm.
So the next speaker is Aaron from CCOM, another great contact center partner. Did we see him from Microsoft?
So. Good morning.
Oh, I unplugged you, I think.
Oh, no water, please.
No water.
That would be hard for the live demos.
That's right. All right, let me plug you back in. I just
plugged who back in?
On the power cord.
So.
Okay. Just like I know you're trying to sabotage me. At least you're not sitting in the audience asking questions. All right, we're good?
Yep, okay. We're good.
So good morning. Good morning. I have only 73 slides, so I'm going to have to move very quickly. Just joking. All right, so I'm honored to speak to you. Thank you for your time. We have obviously, the reality is that there's competition in the space, right? And we need to talk about the differentiation points. And so that's really critical, I believe. Should you be pressing one or two, or what am I doing?
It's actually should be fine.
This worked before you got here. I'm just checking.
Mm.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
That's not me. That's you. That's me.
Okay.
That's me. Good. Hey. So let's get started. So I'm Aaron Romeo, Director of Business Development for ZCOM. I'm going to try to keep this quick and to the point, and we are going to have some fun and play around. So smile a little bit. You're in Vegas, right? So here we go. Let's play. If you're a human being on the planet Earth, you probably have a smartphone device near you. So please take it out. Hold it up. Let's wave it back and forth like we just don't care. No, I'm just joking, right? Okay, so I want a couple of volunteers, please. Raise your hand and I'll pick you, please, to help me out. Thank you. There will be prizes. Thank you. You're going to text me, sir, 949-229-0402. 949-229-0402. Why don't you give me some content like your favorite African animal? Also, if somebody would please cruise on over to the Facebook page and look for ZCOM social media. Who's going to do that? Raise your hand, please. Thank you. I appreciate your help, sir. ZCOM social media, so just look for ZCOM social media and make a comment on the board. Somebody has email capability. I'd like that to be an email that you send into 25.sales@zcom.com. And then last, but certainly not least, is web chat. And you can certainly access this web chat portal through zcom.com/eromeo demo. Who's going to do that? Thank you. In the back, who's going to do the email? All right, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. So what we're doing here, folks, is we're just queuing up some interactions. And we're going to talk about how to handle those interactions and what our particular approach is. But for right now, I'm going to move forward and talk a little bit about our company. So we'll get back to the interactions in just a second. So here is a key differentiator. We play well with others and have intended to do so for the last 20 years. We have 20 years of experience building into NEC. We are the OEM solution for NEC called UCB. We also plug directly into Cisco with their request for comment SIP, which is, of course, is not absolute SIP. And we are an Avaya Dev Connect partner with TSAPI integration into CM as well as IPO and la, 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 la. This means we play well with others. This will be really important later, so let me move forward. Here's a key differentiator. We've had 20 years of experience in driving interconnections that really matter. We know how to pop and lock. I mean screen popping, I mean CTI. And we've built the plug-in Saran Wrap product, not time and materials development, but true products for these companies, which include ERPs, CRMs, da-da-da-da-da-da. So the reality is we've already built these conduits for a number of PBX platforms, and we're doing the same for Link as well. And that makes sense if you're an IVR and you're entering your account number, and you want a intelligent call routing based upon that. It makes sense if you want caller ID notifications, so on and so forth, right? The rumors of our integration are largely exaggerated. We are absolutely UCMA integration, and we have been doing that since LCS and OCS days. And so the reality is the trusted conference paradigm of how to make call control and smart intelligent routing work within Link, that's no great shakes for us either, right? Here's how not to do it, and I'm not going to name any names, but here's how not to do it, right? How not to do it is to put a SIP PBX platform on the same network and literally trombone the activity in order to try to stay in control. This slide is ultimately why we've displaced Interactive Intelligence at LA Fitness, because it was too much traffic, too much cost, too much complexity. So this is the reality of it. Now, in case you missed it, here's the money shot. For the last 20 years, we've been the software solutions for plasticware, right? Then we have over 4,000 global customers that have come to us and said, hey, this Link thing looks cool. This OCS thing looks cool, LCS, whatever rendition. Can you build some kind of IM and presence integration so that our call center agents can kind of interconnect with the rest of the world, even those plasticware users on their desk? And we said, well, sure. But remember, we're natively integrated. What does that mean? That means that a single instance of our platform can straddle two PBX platforms. Any lights going off here? So the coexistence, prove, pilot, migrate idea, right? That whole UM, replacing your voicemail, right? We've been doing that with our customers for a long period of time. So the eventuality, obviously, the imminent reality is that the plasticware eventually gets depreciated all the way and goes away. And then, obviously, we now have some new interconnect as well, which we're fully able to do because we're fully UCMA integrated. This is not our first rodeo. 2012, 2013, projected quarter end, already on the books for implementation in 2014, you can see. It's peaking. We're over that early adopter. The reality is we're moving very quickly now, and we're gaining lots of momentum. 66% growth in Link voice deployments in the first quarter of this year. And obviously, the hard numbers are important. 81 active contact centers, 106 by end of Q1. This does not include our customers that are using Link for IM. This is all Link voice. And so the real message here is that we're not a development shop handling this in a case-by-case basis. We are absolutely in Microsoft Russia. We are absolutely a Saran Wrap product, prêt-à-porter, ready to carry, ready to go. And we have those plugins also, right, which makes your value prop to the marketplace very good as well. So where do we get this from? Well, ownership. Inchhouse Interactive owns us. And if you look at their acquisition story, it kind of doesn't make sense. What if they bought this, then they do this? But the reality is any of these functional applications or functional performances can be built into our platform. And so what we're talking about here is an overlap strategy, right, that really services this goal of inchhouseification, right? The overlap strategy means that if they just want IVR, we can sell it to them. If they just want you know, call recording and screen cap and video cap, therefore, we can sell it to them. But your customers are probably, or as customers, you're probably going to have growing demands and needs and overlap. And that's really the key. The key is this portfolio approach in an open marketplace, right? We believe in channel delivery because we think that the channel partners really know what the customers need because they're closest to them. It is a portfolio approach, and obviously we can service cloud solutions. That's all form of cloud, right? The cloud, the fake cloud, the not-so-real cloud, right? Managed services or otherwise, right? And we do play well with others, and that's really an important concept. So here's why we have put our eggs in the Link basket. There are five key reasons that customers are coming to us and asking for development. And these are real differentiators for their serviceability in the marketplace. And so I'm not going to go, you know, too tightly into this, but I'm just going to say, here's what our customers are claiming for. We've got 4,000 customers on the face of the planet, more, right, with our in-house portfolio. But we need to be able to address these particular concerns. So let's pause this, and let's go to the application and see who has helped me by playing along. I really appreciate you playing with me. So I'm going to pull up my desktop client. Just a quick tutorial on the desktop client. This can be as small or as big as you'd like it. Towards the end of this year, we're going to release this in a thin, so it'll be a URL deliverable as well. And we're also going to release it with a NUI, a naturalized user interface, so it can be used on a pad as well or a smartphone, whatever the case is. Your agents typically look at calls. Sometimes they'll look at call history. They don't have to look at any of this. Remember, this can feed calls directly to the Link client, and they can live happily as a clam in Link if that's what they wanted to. But supervisors want to know who's on break, who's on first, right? Who's doing what? Supervisor also would like to know what are the statuses of our different queues. Now, I got very busy stuff going on, and the reality is I've got several different queues for several different presentations, right? I want to be able to show email. I want to be able to show Skype queuing. I want to be able to show SMS. Let's take SMS, log in. I'm not an on-demand agent. I'm not just getting activity. I'm actually supervisor, so I'm requesting the activity. And this gentleman actually sent me, this is what an agent would look like. So I'm going to go ahead and answer, thank you, very creative zebra. Really appreciate it. No, I'm just joking with you. I appreciate it. Yeah, no, I mean, there's only, you know, 14 of them that people choose from. So I can actually type in a response. You can see it's a web deliverable activity. We are not the SMS carrier. Let's make that clear. We're just handling the web deliverable activity. As an agent, if I'm not a very good speller, well, sure, I can use any type of template. But because he's special, I'm going to use this particular template because we're going to demonstrate how to escalate that call later. So we've hung up. Your phone should be going off right there. And, sir, your question about wrap-up and acquisition codes and so forth and so on, here we go. We can put wrap-ups up to 4 dynamic menus deep as well as free-form input. Remember, we are an actual call center platform and have been doing this for 20 years, right? So we close that interaction off, and now here we are. We're going now to social media. Thank you. Somebody interacted with me by social media. I really appreciate it. So I'm going to answer that. And Chance, raise your hand, Chance. Thank you again, Chance. So rocking it out at Tom Jones. All right. Well, I didn't know Tom Jones was coming, but thanks for the information. So our agents now can go right to the post. They can go to the platform. They can respond. And guess what? It's in an accountable, recordable, screen capturable manner. Right, using templates, whatever we need to do. I'm not going to respond to you, but thanks so much. I appreciate you playing along. So we'll close that down. Now here we go again. We're back to our queue view. We've got some emails. I think you kind of get the point. Now, sir, you actually had what I call an escalation text. You texted me, you asked me a question, and I gave you back the information. But then I said, hey, if you got a problem with that, call me. Right? And so hit that phone number on your screen and put it on speaker, although nobody will be able to hear it. That's okay. But you're going to choose 4 when prompted. So he's coming into the platform, and you're going to see him inbound. Here he is. He's right up here. Right. You're going to see the... So there's the inbound call. It's an IVR or auto attendant, right? So go ahead and press 4. Thank you. And I'm presenting. What a moron. Yeah, let me open this back up. So obviously one of the dangers of presenting in your own client is that you're not available, right? Right. So obviously it will flow to Link. So anyway, it does absolutely flow to Link.
You can blame us.
You can believe me? I got a believable face? All right. Thank you. You can hang up. All right. So the point of the story is the reason why we're all hooked on Link is because it's efficient, right? But also because it helps us to see the presence. Nope. Escalate to text. Nope. Escalate to email. Nope. Escalate to phone. Nope. Let's screen share. That's why we get stuff done with Link. That's why it's growing in leaps and bounds, right? Does that make sense? So before I forget, and because it is so important, I've gone ahead and put myself as available, and I'm going to go ahead and take my phone, not that your phone is bad or you're wrong or anything like that, and I'm going to go ahead and open up my Skype application, right? And I'm going to go ahead and choose my particular Skype inset conduit here, and I'm going to just call from Skype. We're going to see the Skype call come in. I'll kind of try to point it out here in the Skype queue. And there it is, but I'm not being delivered it. Good news, good times. But it does deliver, and we're accounting for it, right? So we're recording it, and oh, maybe I'm still hanging up on your voicemail message. I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is we can at this time and do have customers with click to Skype on their websites coming in with click to Skype and presenting up to, oh, I was on break. That's pretty good. I'm doing really good, really good. Oh, there it is. Okay, so now I'm presented with a call. Okay, so I took myself off break, and obviously I'm presented with a call. So we can see, you know, obviously within the Link conduit, all the magic, UCMA magic that works between Skype and Link Federation. But we also got some query data here, and then as I hang up on this interaction, we obviously, you know, can have the ability to do the accounting for and the recording. So somebody has chosen to chat with me. Thank you very much. I'm going to request this call. And we can now accept the chat and interact accordingly. So if you, on your phone, you'll probably see some auto attendant information like you're next in line or somebody will be right with you. And then you can type in something, send it off to me, right? And we also have those same type of templates. Looks like you're typing a message. I can see that you're working on something here. And man, he is hard at work at it too. Thank you. You're typing away. But we also have templates and URL push as well as far as the chat is concerned. You're still typing a message, Matt? Are you done? No? Okay. Hey, I'll take it. Okay, great. Get your checkbook out. All right, so we'll hang up on that, right, in the conversation. And again, all of this is accounted for. Email, you can kind of get it, right? Do I need to show it? No. Okay, great. So how am I doing on time? 3 minutes. All right. So let me fly through this. We said all this already, right? Let's look at some pictures on this. What's the best way to invite somebody to a birthday party? Depends on the person, right? Right? And my 15-year-old girl doesn't want me to call her anymore. Like, just text me, Dad, right? So the addictive part of Link is the efficacy and escalation. Well, that also applies to web commerce as well, right? Because if you don't know why your shopping cart was abandoned because you didn't offer any type of communication, a way or a path, that is exactly why you're getting abandoned, right? And so we're really good at that. What's proactive social media? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Well, proactive social, why do we do social media in general? Well, there's a whole bunch of reasons. The question is, are you making money at it? And are you reactive or are you proactive at your social media, right? The days of the like are gone. HP, NASCAR, multimedia interactions, they're monitoring this stuff. You can read all about it on YouTube. But the days of like me on Facebook are dead, right? They really are, because we have to be more proactive in our social media monitoring. Is this important enough to the industry? Well, it's important enough to Microsoft. Microsoft Dynamics purchased NetBreeze because the reality is a disgruntled customer is now amplifiably so, as I mispronounced that, able to smear you online, right? And so they purchased an aggregator called NetBreeze, which finds Jack, Jelly Beans, and, you know, Smith. And anytime we have those three combinations in the public world, it presents it. But instead of presenting it onto a separate platform, what about presenting it into a platform that actually has a web browser built in or can do that? Visual Context Center, this is pretty important. So let's go through it. What's the easiest way to delete a video from YouTube? Which one of these sides would you choose? Would you like to watch a video or read 13 paragraphs of code? Right, so we have a marketplace example of the Visual Context Center. Amazon Amy will present her face to you and try to solve problems, but in all reality, it'll be something like this, right? So the question is, how do we make this happen within the Link continuum? And the answer is through something that uses UCMA and can bring you to the show me state. And with that, I'm being told that I have no more time. So I guess we'll have to cover the other two of these concepts, GUI versus NUI, at another time, or stop by our booth, because the booth itself is a thing to behold. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Any questions? I think we have time for, let's say, two questions.
Or I can just keep demoing.
Yeah. Then let's probably switch to the next speaker.
Oh, well, do I have 2 minutes? Because if I have 2 minutes for questions, I could probably finish this up.
Actually, we should actually connect the next speaker, so we can take questions, but demo is a little bit short.
All right, no problem.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So, Gabor from Geomant.
Oh, I'm sorry. We are giving away a Sphero, so please come see me at the end.
So, question. I will need possibly, I mean, maybe you can manage 1-2 questions because I have to stop.
So time for questions, 1 or 2 questions. No questions. We have some prizes to win if you ask something, right? So, oh, perfect.
I went over it so quickly, but I was in a supervisory mode where I was demanding it because I'm a supervisor, but typically the agents are just, boom, you're done. Here's the next one, boom. Take the. Oh, what about a chat? What about an SMS? Handle these. And you can cross-train and blend inbound, outbound as well, which is the beauty of having a true contact center solution. Yes, sir.
So when you're presenting
the IVR menus... I'm sorry, sir. What was your name?
Chris.
Hey, Chris. Absolutely. We have an administrator platform with full access to the ability to record WAV files. We even have a WAV editor. They can record intros, outros, and build those accordingly. And that's built into the administration. Or if they already have an existing IVR, Chris, then they can plug it right in. You're with Computer Talk, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. So we workforce manage, and most of the time when we're asked that question, it's based upon, hey, I'm managing my workforce on a spreadsheet. I need something better, right? So absolutely we plug into Pipkins. Absolutely we plug into the brand names out there. We're not trying to we are if you consider scheduling, skills, priority. We have all sorts of ability to manage those interactions and push them into primary, secondary, tertiary responders. But skills-based routing as a conversation is hours and hours and hours. So workforce management really is good for excellent, you know, organizations that have lots of agents that are trying to bid shift and so forth and so on. So we typically say, will this solve the problem? No, plug it into yours then. Mm-hmm. Fair? Yeah?
Thanks. Actually, we're running out of time, so I'm very sorry. But if you can ask a question at the end of the session, that would be great, yeah? Thank you. Thank you, Aaron. Yeah. So the next speaker is Gabor from Geomant. So I give it to you. Or you have to switch you on, right? Perfect.
Okay. I'm here. Can you hear? Yeah, okay. Okay, thank you. I think I don't have to speak too much about what is a contact center because we have heard at least 3 approaches. So I think I will jump into my presentation. At first, I mean, yeah, we will have... Okay, so I would like to present 2 of our solutions. Both are native link solutions with the UCMA trusted applications. In fact, they are acting as a trusted application pool, so we can handle even high availability in contact centers. I will present an agent application, which, of course, I will present the agent application, but behind it, there is a complete multimedia inbound, outbound, blended call center, contact center, which means that we are very strong in outbound as well. So there is a complete contact campaign management within the solution, and it can manage callbacks, scheduled callbacks, and complete campaigns, preview and progressive campaigns, and predictive is on the way. And the other solution which I will briefly present is the IVR solution, which with a graphical designer, which even you can program. So I think we can switch to my one. So, of course, the agent is using Link, but the other users of the solutions and the other users in the business also can use Link, and we are providing a separate agent application as well. So we are not building it into the Link application itself for the agents. But we are using the agent clients' components, for example, to show the presence, to show the chat control within our application, or, of course, to use the directory so that when the agent would like to transfer or consult out from the call center, then they can see all the Link users. Now, let's see the application itself, and I will try to make some sample calls, which is a bit tricky because our demo system is in Budapest in Hungary, and even one of my colleagues is hopefully waiting there for a consultation. So I will try to call in. What you will hear is that at first we are going to a very simple IVR application now, which just greets you, and after that we are going to a queue, and which can handle several announcements. And I will show you then how the agent handles the call, and if we will have time, I will show you how to change the IVR to be a bit more complex. So I will try to call in to Budapest. That's the tricky part. It will either work or not. You should hear something, hopefully.
You're dialing from the phone, so maybe yeah. To the technic guy.
Wait, look.
Welcome all the participants of the Link 2014 conference.
That was the IVR part. It's rather simple, but we'll make it a bit more complex.
Please wait for an available operator.
There's a complex queuing. Of course, now we'll hopefully hear the agent rather soon.
Connecting you to an operator.
That's
Please
hopefully
note
me.
That this call may be recorded.
You will see a pop-up, of course. The call arrived, and here you see a script, transcript that the agent can follow for inbound and outbound. Of course, for different campaigns, you can see different things. And here you can see the history, and I should answer, otherwise the call will go to back to the queue if we are not answering. And sorry. Yeah. So yeah. I muted. Yeah. So the interesting thing, what I would like to show you is, but it's not a problem that I opened it. In fact, that we do have special statuses. What we use for the contact center. I think it's really important because. You should make a distinction whether you are really available for everyone or you are available for calls. So those are the four statuses what we are using, whether you are available as an agent, you are on break, you are speaking to someone or discussing it to someone through chat, for example, or you are in administrative break mode. Now, just go through very fast on the screen. Here you can see the basic call controls, put on hold, consultation, that's what we will try, and different things about the giving the reason code, for example, for the call. And this is the same for chat and email. And then you can see the contacts of the details of the contacts, for example. It's a stupid thing because I'm calling as a customer and I am the agent as well, but here you can see the details of the customer. We are not a CRM solution, but we are rather strong in outbound calls where you are importing lists. That's why we are maintaining a contact, the basic contact data, and that's why we can make pop-up based on email address or telephone number or other identification like ID for the CRM application. Here you see that we have all the voice contacts what we had already, and here we have the email contacts. I can even see the emails what they sent back. And and of course the chats, but I don't have chat contacts here now. And then we can use the scripting, which you can modify with a simple script designer. You can put their branches in the script, what the agent should ask. You can fill in data for about the customer, which then goes to our contact history. And this is mostly used, you know, for the outbound campaigns, but you can use it for a lot of inbound activities as well to drive the agent what to do. Now I will try to make a consultation, and here you can see that this is embedded from the link client. So you see the statuses of the users, the presence indicators, and I hope that Pure Peter after midnight available. So I will try to contact him. We have several options. We can either transfer blindly, or we can start a consultation. If I consult it with the other party, then I can have several actions. I take back and answer the question to the client. I can conference in the both parties, or I can transfer the client directly to the expert. Now I will transfer the call. I'll try to do that. I will hear Peter now, hopefully. If he answers, and then I will transfer the call, and you will hear Peter, hopefully. So it's still just ringing. It's far away.
What's the time
here? It's 12:30. So.
Thanks for the commitment.
Okay. Peter, answer the call. Peter, can you hear me? Yeah. Okay, then I will transfer our client, which will be, of course, myself. But let's try it. Okay. Peter,
hello.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, then please greet the audience here.
Greetings from Europe. I hope you enjoy Vegas, and I hope
okay.
you enjoy this
session. Okay, we can drop the call and you can go to sleep. Thank you very much.
All right.
So, but meanwhile, you see that I was out of the conversation, and a pop-up came up so I can give a cover code. And there are several options here. Sometimes they call it reason code, cover codes. I can select what to do. You can define, of course, these codes per campaign or per inbound queue. So for all the groups can have the different codes. And here we can define what was the result of the call, whether it was successful. I would like to reschedule it, for example. I can reschedule it for several days ahead. I can define when to end, so not to call after 8:00, for example. Now if I put it back to the past, then I can say that, we finish it now, and it will hopefully call me back after I complete the wrap-up mode. Now I'm in wrap-up mode. You see this button here that after I finish everything in the CRM application or here, then I click that and I will be available. In fact, I will not be available because sometimes there is even low that I have to give some seconds for the agent. So that is the after call time. You can define how long will it be. I push the button, I will be available, and you will see that still I am not available. This green button, if you press, then you are available, but this is now auto set to 5 seconds. So I will be available, and hopefully there will be as there is no incoming call, then there should be a callback request coming back to me. I can define whether this should come back to me directly, to a group, to another person. Now, of course, I'm the only agent, so it came back to me. This is now preview mode, so I can check the customer, the history, everything, what was the status, what is the comment. And, of course, there could be another transcript here. This is the same script now for the agent. And then I can start, when I'm ready to make the call, I can start the call, and that's it. This, hopefully it will ring, and maybe I will even drop the call, but that's this part of the presentation, and if I have time, I will show 2 minutes. I will show the designer very fast. The call from Hungary is coming quite slow, okay, but it will come. I just let it ring once or twice, and then we will drop, just you to see that it's really doing something here. It's coming. So I will drop it now. Okay, intercontinental demonstration. So now I complete this, and of course we can go to brake modes, different brake modes. I can go for a lookup mode where I can check the contacts, different other contacts, and or meetings, helps, whatever. Now I will just show you that I can see the statistics. I mean, the agent can see its own statistics, which is not very complicated now, but the different modes what I've spent into the history, how many calls I and emails and chats I have completed today. So that's it about it, and most probably I will not be able to change too much the IVR, but I show you that that we have a designer for that. It's a graphical designer. This is the call flow what we had, a start, an answer, there was an announcement and a transfer to a destination and disconnect and stop, whatever. Now, we have different nodes what you can just put there if you would like to make an announcement or a prompt. That's where I can make a menu, and then I can link it to different other nodes. And we could have templates where you can put together different already defined branches, or you can develop, you can integrate to backend system and request things. You define the announcements, variables, and based on that you can build your own IVR. It would have been only just 2 minutes to make a bit more complicated IVR menu, but I ran out of time.
Unfortunately.
So if you have questions, then of course we have report complete reporting tools within the application. Generally, customers used to ask that we export it to their data warehouse as well, and we are using Excel Power Pivot because we learned that a lot of customers, regardless what we are giving, they would like to have it in CSV file and import it to Excel, so they can play with that, and the limit is only the capacity of their PC because Power Pivot can do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. We have time for two questions. Questions? One, two, three. No questions? Okay. Oh, yeah?
Sorry? You are not using the Link client. So, we are a Link application practically. So if we would like to have statuses, then of course we have to put those statuses into Link. But generally, the agent is not going out to Link and change the status. But if I change the status or the status is changed within our application, you can go to Link and you will see that it's the same status. So other users within your company can see your exact status, even if you are an agent.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. One more question. Yeah.
The user can define their own templates. Of course, if it's a bit more difficult, then generally they contact us. But so you can even use Python, and now we are enrolling that that with JavaScript you can define your own high-end blocks. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. So let's switch to the next speaker. I have to look on the time a little bit always. Thank you. Just connect here. Do you need network connectivity?
For all the same.
Okay. If you need here on the side. So, Pierre, thank you very much. It's stage is yours.
Yeah. Okay, did you have some?
Yeah. I think I need to turn on the microphone.
Yes.
So, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, hello everybody. I'm Per Sandqvist from Competella. We are based in Stockholm, Sweden, and have a real focus of working with Computella nowadays. We have a long history working with the traditional PBXs and Cisco call managers. We have a little different focus, I would say, compared with the others. We started actually with a tenant console solution, but we have now expanded with functionality for contact centers. But we have three areas, attendant consoles, contact center, also other enterprise voice extensions. We are build our own response group functionality. We are now deploying a very large system for the largest banking group in the Nordics, and they will have something like 2,000 response groups and 15,000 agents. So therefore, we needed something more powerful than the response group that comes with Link. But I would like to start with the attendant console solution. Maybe we can look at, yeah, this is just some introductional slides. So we have looked into the functionality you can see in the traditional PBXs. As some of you might know, the attendant console from that comes for free with the Link is not very sophisticated. So we have tried to implement all the functionality customers are used with the traditional PBXs. And of course added the functionality you can get with Link. So we use the same queue handler for both contact centers and the attendant console. We can see there can be a mix. We are not going today for the really big contact centers. But we can see a need for a smaller contact center, for example, municipalities, where they try to work very different compared to how they did in the past. They open a case with you when you dial in Sweden nowadays. So it's very similar to a contact center. So in the console, we can handle searching, directory lookup, and we have very sophisticated tools for that. We have our own SQL database that is synchronized with the Active Directory, but you can also add any number of customized fields, and you can do combination search, phonetical searching, and also fuzzy search, where you search similar to Google Bing, where you get the result in order of relevance. And of course, presence, SMS, IM, email. And we can also handle a hybrid solution with PBXs. Maybe next. For contact center, we have then skills-based routing, callback, instant messaging, web chat, advanced reporting. Wall board functionality to see the real-time queue situation. We can do recording, and then we only record the calls where the agents are involved. We are not recording peer-to-peer calls, calls between Link users. We also do integration with CRM systems. And the solution is on the bottom line. It's a pure native Link implementation. And we are also supporting multi-tenant solution. So we have now this solution deployed at a few hosters that has deployed the hoster packet for Link. So this can be stored, our solution can be splitted in hundreds of smaller customers. It's very scalable. We can use hardware load balancing as well. And the next one, before we go into a demo, we have what we call the call routing agent, which is a server role that is installed on the Link front-end server, where we can set up very flexible rules how to handle inbound calls. Do presence-based routing, play busy on busy, and all that kind of things. We can distinguish between internal or external incoming calls. Put on a delay if you would like to do that before something is sent to the voicemail. In Nordics, we do a lot of integration with the mobile service providers, and they have sometimes sim ring up in the network, and there we have to do some tricks to make that work fine. I think we have covered the advanced ACD. That's the thing that we're deploying now for the large bank. Maybe you can switch to Maya then. This was just an introduction. So here we have our main screen on the attendant console solution. I can see if I, maybe I should stand here. I maximize it. Here we have the agent application. It use, of course, the link client underneath. They are aware of each other. You can decide if you want to answer the call within the attendant console or outside in the link client. Up here we have buttons representing queues. You see the incoming number or the SIP URI. So if Leonard can dial in here just to see how it looks. What? Okay. Here we have a list of agents, attendants, and I'm the only one that is active on Carolina Wester. And the other people in the group are in pause mode. Here the call comes in here. You can see it's offered to me. And then I just press one button to answer the call. And maybe you can mute yourself. So from here, you have a very flexible search tools. You can just enter a few characters here, and find Carolina Wester is the one that is an agent here. But if I look up myself, I can just do a blind transfer. Just press one button. And I can, of course, do a consult call as well. Now I try to dial my mobile phone. And I have the option here to take the call back. If I just double-click it, it will come back. No, I made a mistake here. It will time out here. Now it's reasonable mode. Okay. Leonard, respond. Hello? Yeah. So now I was planning to do a consult call, but I pressed the wrong button. There is a lot of options. If you dial in again.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do the same. Of course, there are schedules that control the opening hours. You can open and close the queues manually if you want to for switchboard attendant. Now we get a new call here. And there are a lot of different options. What you can do in this situation, you can park the call in three different ways. You can start a chat session with the user. You can send the call directly to the voicemail. So we try to implement all the features that are needed for the attendant console. It's very much about to have full control of the call, not to lose it. It's a little bit different to the contact center, where you just you answer the call and then carry out the job. Here, it's much to find other people. But we have also an IVR. If you dial in using the IVR functionality, we have built actually very complex call flows for contact center with integration with CRM systems. Also, we pick up the. It's a little bit. Yes, and I have a call from a service desk here. And now connected. You can see here his selected service desk. We can also flush up information from a web page or a CRM system. There are call statistics where you have all the information in the SQL database. You can also take out your own report. It provides views that is available for Crystal reports. So you can search very flexibly here. We have all the details of the calls and also the different things going on. For this advanced response group, we also support, of course, mobile phones. We can use the mobile phone to actually run a small web application to tell if you would like to answer the call in a mobile phone instead of. So this application will adapt to the mobile phone, and you can select which queue you want to respond to. You can also support simultaneous ring. One minute. Okay, it comes also with an advanced web tool to manage the solution and to listen to recorded messages. You can select music on hold fine very easily. And set up the queue monitor and define any number of queues. So it's quite flexible. Also mail queues and SMS queues and things. That it is difficult in a short time to show everything. You're welcome down to our booth. And the focus has been a very advanced attendant console solution. And we now extend it to contact centers.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe questions? You want to connect your machine, and we can take one or two questions during the waiting time.
Can you talk about supervisor experience? We're not that much. A supervisor can see who's talking to who, and you have the reporting, and you can move the agents from different queues and enable. We're not today that much like a contact center supervision, but you can do the basic things with the opening hours and setting up the agent groups and skills routing. We have also what we call prompt recorder, where you can actually read in new voice prompts from your mobile phone, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
If it's okay to take the last question, I don't want to interrupt you, but we only have any more 8 minutes left.
Okay.
And I have another speaker.
Okay.
Yeah?
You so give you the giveaway. Yeah? Okay.
Thank you very much. So don't worry if you're running in the red area here. This is just a speaker pult, right? So we'll extend probably for a couple of minutes. So last speaker for today, Philip from Luware, and it's yours.
Thank you very much. That works. Great. My name is Philip Beck. I'm the CEO of Luware. And we are coming from Switzerland. That's why I put on the little flag in the back of the button. So we are based in Europe. It's pretty cool there. Cold, actually. And what we are doing, I'm pretty glad we had Clarity here. And that's what we do as well, and all the others. You probably heard enough about contact centers, so I will not get into much of details. So I would like to get something to you which is very important for me and for the company. We really try to have a new native call center integrated. Whatever you have heard, we are not the only one. 2 years ago, as we were in this business, we can say, hey, we were the only one besides Clarity, and Clarity is only hosted. But now, everyone does it. But what we really like to do is having as well the client. What we have seen here is a little bit, sometimes you have a client, you have a client, this client there. We really try to focus on not giving you an additional client. Because Microsoft is developing a client. Microsoft is spreading this client through all different platforms. Come on, we don't have to do that anymore. We can just add kind of functionality to this kind of client. What you see here is a little example of how we do email routing. Email routing in Outlook to the box where the agent needs to take the email and probably answers it in 2 hours or probably not. Hey, we have link. We can use this conversation context window we just saw before several times, I guess, to deliver more content, to deliver the complete email with attachments just into the browser or in the browser in the conversation context. That's really what we are trying to do. We are trying to really pack everything you need in the contact center into the link client. Of course, we have extended IVRs. We have probably one thing you can manage your workflow, workflow builder. We have CRM integration. We also have service presence. That's kind of unique. You didn't hear that until now? That service presence is, let's say, advanced IVR shows you, hey, come on, you're the fifth in the queue. You expect 10 minutes or you expect 5 seconds. But why you need to go into queue to get this information? Use link to say, hey, there is no agent available for you right now. And you can say, okay, let's tag this contact to when it gets green, it comes up, and you say, oh, now I would like to have an agent immediately. Why not doing it this way? You don't have to bother you with music on hold, even if you can change it very easily, right? And another thing I would just highlight shortly before we move to the demo is RGS. Response groups are, yeah, they are there. They are sometimes really good, sometimes they are not so good. Or there are just small features like reporting you would like to add to response group, right? Or you would like to have your desk device, whatever, Polycom or Astrophone, to be in response group client. Yes, we know that. We have heard that for a lot of deployments. And now we develop this kind of small contact center where you just get a response group kind of functionality. But it works like the grand contact center we have in the back end called Lux. So I would like to switch over to one short demo because I have to hurry a little bit as well. Because I have my next session at 4:30. But I would like to show you one thing. It's always called about, yeah, we have web chat, yeah, we have this, yeah, we have that. That's cool. But let me show how this is going to work in a contact center for the agent if he just uses link, right? So let's have a look at the web chat here. So I have the solution. I see the presence, so I see that's busy. So I probably do not get a direct agent, so I probably get into the queue. But okay, let's wait. I'm going to try that, huh? I'm going to make my name here. So here we go. And this is really my client as I need it, right? That's all I need. The web chat, oops, here we go, once more. That's called the demo effect, huh? Or the wireless LAN not really working well demo effect. Yeah, come on. Here we go. Here, I'm going to wait for a contact. You're now connected to the IVR. It plays you some music on hold, on visually, whatever you wanted, right? You're going to accept the call, and this is just plain link. On the right-hand side, we can show CRM integration, Salesforce, Dynamics, whatever you name it. Or we can show the website. We can pass on multiple values and show here the website. That's easy. But let me show you one more interesting thing. I want to show you what Link Client does for you because this is really all the agent needs, right? But the Link Client really does for us is this. Let's go to escalate this call. So, I mean, link is unified communication. It's not about chat or probably voice. It's going to bring this together. Right? So I'm going to add my mobile phone here. So I'm going to wait for a callback, and this now dials through Switzerland and the other side of the world. and doesn't take a while. When I now get a phone call, so I'm now that's not the agent, that's the client side. So I get the phone call, going to answer that, and see what happens on the link side. It's just going to escalate the call. So I have this unified communication experience like that, just in the link client. And this is really what we're going to go through. If you have that now like this, you can also have that with Skype. Have a session in half an hour, probably I see you folks there as well, bringing Skype to the link contact center. That's exactly what we do, and there it goes to the really important stuff, to escalate and de-escalate. You want to spell, let's say, the website is luvre.net and L-U-W-R-E. Do you really want to do that or just type it, right? This is what we are going to. Okay, so I'm done, obviously. Any questions so far? Am I allowed to take one or two questions?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Questions? Yeah, please. And not only Chris from Computer Talk.
Yeah, please. Did you provide your view built into the link line as well?
No, for this we have a website. Yeah, of course. No, that's not possible. Yeah, you can have it in kind of conversation context. We can push it out. Oh, yeah, thanks, Danny. We can push it out and show it in the website for... we can do that, but that's usually not what they want because they do not take calls and they would like to have that. But what's really important, if you want to be a link client or an agent at the contact center, you don't need to install anything beside link. Well, we just work with link. Yeah? We have an SMS integration, we have sales, social media integration, web integration. We have kind of web interface, build our own on UCMA. It's kind of what UCWA does, but we build it our own because we have to be faster. And now we are in this kind of, we can build or catch everything you need, right? Yeah, exactly.
Two more questions.
Two more? If you have multi-sided, even doesn't matter. That's a good answer to you. We have multiple entry points. We can have that based on multiple sites in link. We can have whatever the call there in the multiple sites. But we do not need it. Actually, we have one customer. He is based in Europe, but he has folks around the world or agents around the world for 24/7 PSLP support in this case. And they just take the call through Federation or Edge. It doesn't matter where they are. They just need to power on link, and they are good to go.
Thank you. So
one more?
One more, okay.
We do not have a booth downstairs, but we are together with UC Point downstairs, and they use our solution just as I mentioned. They have folks around the world, and their data center in Frankfurt where this is deployed, actually.
Perfect.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for your interest. Thanks to all of the speakers, to very interesting presentations, and I hope you enjoyed the session.
Thank you.